Speaking at a WIS Politics luncheon in Madison this week, Cross fielded questions about the university's strategy for increasing the racial diversity of the student body on campuses across the state. He says the best way to do that is to reduce the cost of tuition by increasing the amount of financial aid available to low-income families.
We will have frozen tuition 4 years in a row. That's impressive. But we need to accompany that with an increase in financial aid, because we have frozen that for quite a while, so we have a number of students not gaining access to that.
But Cross says the university also has to take a more active role in helping struggling families to prepare their children for college.
I could have the greatest teacher in the world, and if the fifth grader sitting in that class goes home and dad's in jail and mom's on crack, nothing happens. We have to reach in beyond what we would normally view as in our control of the classroom.
To accomplish that, Cross says the university is considering creating a statewide tutoring program that will target students from minority communities. Cross also says the university should follow the lead of Minnesota, where high school students can take university classes tuition-free.
In the state of Minnesota, I think there are 30,000-plus students taking college courses in high school. The state pays for that, and it reduces the time to degree typically over there, and the cost.
Accomplishing all these things, Cross says, will require building strong relationships with the legislature that holds the purse strings for funding such programs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.